AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire. A week-long curfew remains in effect in Baltimore, and the Orioles and White Sox will play in empty Camden Yards this afternoon. But Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says for the most part, the city streets were calm yesterday afternoon and overnight into today.
Schools are open. Businesses are open. The state government is open. We want to get people out there today and then going about their business. We think there's no question in my mind the city is now safe.
A few dozen protesters are at a state attorney's office in Baltimore calling for criminal action against the police officers who took Freddie Gray into custody.
We are expecting on this Friday for the state's attorney to take this matter up, to pursue justice, to allow the courts to decide what happened to Freddie Gray.
The 25-year-old died of a spinal cord injury after he was apprehended by police earlier this month. AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire.
Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach. And attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at Tenable.com. Tenable, your exposure ends here.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.